All right, so most of you know me. My name's Matthew, and I'll just give a bit of my my history and my testimony. So when I was a child, I was baptized as a baby in a Baptist church, you know, as it seems to be the tradition in a lot of Baptist churches these days. I grew up in Lutheran school in a church system, spent many years in dead and dull churches, just, you know, there's nothing there, there's no growth, there's no spiritual meat, there's nothing. As a teenager, I was just not growing, so I went to a Baptist church across the way from the Lutheran church. So halfway through the Lutheran service, I used to get up and leave and go to a Baptist church. But again, that was, you know, not a very good church to go to, but it was better than what I had. Went to a charismatic COC school up at Woombye and started going to the church there as well. I served as a camera operator for the praise and the preaching during the service because services, again, were pretty dull. The preaching was weak, and, you know, and so how do you survive in somewhere like that when you're a teenager? So that's what I did. I was doing service, and I thought that was going to get me to heaven. Like, you know, you just don't know any different back then. I started getting interested in end times prophecy, so I started reading Revelation, and it was a New King James, or the Good News Version of the two Bibles I had. So again, I didn't even have the truth back then, but... I started watching Barry Smith. He was a Kiwi who had a big ministry of end times prophecy, but he was also repenting of sins, and he was also, you know, seemed to teach a lot out of the Schofield Bible. So again, you know, everywhere I turned, I was just getting lost and led further away from the truth. At one of his at his seminars, I gave my heart to the Lord, you know, after hearing one of his repenting of sins gospels, and, you know, thought I was going to be a disciple for Christ and, you know, full work salvation again. I just couldn't get away from it. But I thought I was saved because I'd done that. You know, that was, you know, I didn't know any different. I got involved in the false prophetic and tongue speaking and all the charismatic garbage, and I got baptized a second time as a teenager, thinking that that was somehow going to help me. You know, I wasn't saved, but if I would have told you I was. I would have sworn up and down I was saved. I just, you know, in my heart, I believed I was saved because I gave my heart to the Lord. But, you know, I was still trying to work my way to heaven. The church turned out to be a harbor for sodomites, which is why I'm so against them now. There was a sodomite there who's now convicted of murder and also with molesting a child. At that church, and he was harbored by the pastors who were there. You know, a lot of you know about the situation with Daniel Morcombe. You know, the guy who did that was part of that church. And they hid him, you know, and harbored him. And, you know, it was disgusting. And some of my friends were almost victims of this guy. So I got pretty sick of that. I left the church, left God, left Christianity, I left everything. I turned my back on it and said, enough is enough, I can't do this. And as one person put it online, he said, it's burning yourself out on a religious treadmill, because work salvation is exactly that. It's going to burn you out, you know. You can never keep it yourself. You can't do it yourself. It's just impossible. So I spent a lot of time in isolation with depression, you know, but I still wanted to find the truth. So I joined a truther movement online, you know, starting with 9/11, which was also a big part of Barry Smith's ministry, World War I, World War II, and other wars. But I found a lot of other truths in this group too. I started to wonder, you know, how the Jews could be God's chosen people, how the nation of Israel, as we saw it being as wicked as they were, how could they be God's chosen people? How could this be the God that I'm supposed to love and supposed to worship and supposed to give my life for? You know, how... So it got to a point where Pastor Anderson's clips started coming up on this website. First little snippets and then whole sermons, and I found his YouTube channel through that. And I grabbed Marching to Zion because that seemed to be the go-to at that time. It actually just come out. And I was pretty angry that I've been lied to my whole life about the Jews, about salvation, about everything. Because this is the first time I'd ever heard true biblical preaching from a man of God who, you know, who understood the truth and was not ashamed to speak it. So I watched the documentary, and at the end of that, I heard his presentation, his Bible Way to Heaven, which is pretty popular around here and in a lot of churches too. It's got a lot of people saved, and I'm one of them. And at the end of that presentation, I believed, and I knew I was saved at that point. I clearly heard from the Bible that it was by believing only. I could not lose it, that it was a free gift. And, you know, I said to myself, I can do that. You know, after trying to work for so many years, it was something I could actually do. And that's also the moment I believed that God was a just God. And I put all my faith in his son to save me. And I immediately went to my mother and I said, you got to watch this. We've been lied to our whole lives. So she watched it and believed with me. And after about 6 months, Kevin came into our lives and went to the soul winning marathon. We got baptized by Brother Logan. After that, we went to a couple of Baptist churches, but found out one of the pastors was not saved and the other one was also allowing sodomites into the church. So, you know, we just decided to wait for Kevin because we knew where he stood and all those things. And that was a turning point in my life. And now I have all the absolute truths I need. I got the King James Bible, and that's, you know, that's all we need now. So thank you.